Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Sanctuary, the highly praised science fiction fantasy by Karen East, is a powerful dystopian novel offering a glimpse of what it would be like if major corporations and the government take control of our lives. A thrilling and enlightening novel that will put readers on the edge of their seats, set in the future where freedom no longer exists. The novel is an eye-opener and will inform readers of the catastrophic events if major corporations and the government are left unleashed. Karen is retired from the practice of marriage and family therapy. She worked with the American Indian tribes in the Midwest for 19 years, has two children, a grandson, and four great-granddaughters, and lives in northern Wisconsin. Karen East, author of Sanctuary, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Karen. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
What a remarkable job you've done with this book. Talk about where the story idea came from. It's almost like it could be ripped from the headlines if we're not careful. Where did the story idea come from?
Well, the story idea came from really when I was a child and my grandfather would issue warnings about the environment and he would talk about the need to recycle and what would happen to the earth when people were ripping its resources. And so that's where the first part of it came from. And the second part of it came from the first tribe that I worked for, where people did a lot of subsistence living. And also there is a dialogue about traditionalism and what that means. And for some people, it means going back to old ways. For other people, it means language. For other people, it may mean something else. So I had a family that went back to old ways. And there are other ways of living that are mentioned in the book when it talks about the tribe. My grandfather used to say that air pollution would not stop at the city limits and that it would come to us in a variety of ways and that we needed to take better care of the earth. So that's where it comes from.
It's such a remarkable story. So it's a very entertaining story as you're reading it. You will not be able to put the book down. And then you think, what if? And a lot of scenarios we can actually see quite vividly as you're detailing them in the book Sanctuary. Karen East is the author and our guest on the program. Her website is KarenEastBooks.com. Book available wherever books are sold, Amazon, and we'll have all that information as we go through. As you were writing the book, looking back at it now, did you feel you achieved the goal of telling a very interesting and compelling story and getting a message across, the message there that we really need to be aware of what's happening to us and the world around us?
Well, I think so, but when I started writing it, I didn't know how to write a novel. And so the editor at Archway Publishing pointed that out to me in a variety of ways.
In a gentle way, and I would hope.
So, oh, yes, very nice about it. But I rewrote about half the book after I had finished the first, I suppose what you would call the first draft. I rewrote it, much of it, so that it became a novel rather than something that it wasn't.
Interesting, because we follow the characters and what happens in this world. And let's talk about the world that you created. We're in the middle of the 21st century. Talk about what the world is like at this point in time where you begin the story, Sanctuary.
Well, the world is one where the government, big business, is trying to hold on. And there's so much pollution in the air that people have to wear masks. Now, this plot happened before COVID, okay? So
wow.
I had people wearing masks and people getting sick and people were isolated because they all had to live in specific gated communities. And so it created a lot of friction. It created a situation where people didn't know what was going on, and the free press was no longer a free press, and that made a big difference. The internet was, people were not able to use it at will. They had to only use certain parts of it that were specific to them. And it was a highly controlled situation. And this went on mostly in cities. And they didn't pay too much of attention to what was happening in the country, because they didn't consider those people that lived in the country much of a risk. And the Indian tribes had managed to rest free from the control that the government had over them. They took back themselves and were not dependent on the government for anything anymore. So
you've got a lead character, Janet Ryan. Talk about her. You've done an excellent job with the characters. They're all very multi-dimensional. Janet, in particular, we sort of follow her through this and the discovery of the Indian tribe. Talk about developing her. How did you go about creating this character?
Well, that she came from a belief that I have that first of all, that women cannot achieve as much as men can. And she was allowed to go to college. She was allowed to become a journalism major, but because the press was no longer free, what she ended up doing was copying stories that Homeland Security gave her to write. And she questioned many things, but didn't know what to do about it until she was connected with a group at the University of Minnesota that was trying to figure out a way out of the mess. And of course, groups were not allowed to congregate. So they had to do things in secret. And she broke the rules and was eventually found out, at which point she had to leave and find a way to get to safety.
It's such an interesting story that you tell, and this the world that these people lived in. They weren't able to travel out of their neighborhoods. They basically, a journalist, all she did was republish stories handed to her by the Department of Homeland Security. It's just an amazing story that you read, and you're not going to be able to put the book down. The title of the book is Sanctuary. The author is Karen East, our guest on the program. Her website is KarenEastBooks.com, book available at Amazon, the usual places, also at MainspringBooks.com. Talk a little bit about the influence of the Indian Reservation, what life was like during this time you write about, and the influence that the reservation had on you when you worked with them so closely with them for several decades.
Well, I wanted to work on a reservation because I wanted to learn. Native people have very different cultures from the rest of us, and that's what I wanted to learn about. And so I went there to work, and I found out that people had different ways of looking at things. They had a different sense of spirituality, and they had a sense of being part of nature instead of being separate from nature, and that they considered animals their relatives. And all of that was refreshing for me to learn about. And so that's what's in the book. And it's about the manner in which people survive without being dependent on electricity, without being dependent on groceries bought in a store, but rather harvested.
Yeah,
so that's that.
And not being dependent on technology, which is something most of us would go, wait a minute, how could you do that? How could you live successfully without technology? We've become so reliant on it. But we think about that in so many issues that Karen talks about, addresses in her book, Sanctuary. Her website is KarenEastBooks.com. This, you mentioned the first book. Do you think there'll be another one from what you've learned with in writing this? And you've done such an excellent job with a book that's receiving rave reviews. Will there be another book?
Well, I've got the idea for a sequel to that because I had several people who read it, who read the book, say that there should be a sequel. So I've got, in my head, I've got the first two chapters in the end. I also have another book that I'm almost finished with that's about domestic violence and a group of women in northern Wisconsin who decide to rescue. And what they do is they, with the help of the victim's relatives, they go to people's houses and take them out and take them where they'll be safe. And it's a book about relationships. It's a book about the awfulness of domestic violence. We use the term, but we often don't talk about some of the terrible things that happen to women who are in situations. So some of those situations are in the book.
How close are you to having that published, do you think?
I don't know. I've got probably about 4 or 5 chapters left. And if it would quit snowing up here, I'd be better able to finish it.
Well, I mentioned that Karen lives in northern Wisconsin, so you can imagine what winter is like up there and quite a bit of snow on the ground in her area. It's interesting that you're back in dealing with what you spent an entire career working with, marriage and family therapy, from a unique perspective. And you're right, so often we just, domestic violence has just become a term that we throw out there, and there are people and situations behind that that need to be addressed. And I hope that that's published or printed soon, published, and we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. With the book Sanctuary, I mentioned everybody that reads it has thoughts on it because, again, they're caught up in the story, but then they do some thinking. Have you been surprised by the reaction that people have had to Sanctuary?
Well, one of the reviews on Amazon said this is a wake-up call.
Yes.
And a tribal newspaper, Sault Ste. Marie tribe in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, reviewed it, and what they liked about it in specific was the fact that it was about Native people. And that's what I heard from other Native people who read the book, was they liked the fact that it was a positive story about Native people.
The book is Sanctuary. Karen East is the author and our guest on the program. The book available wherever books are sold. Her website is KarenEastBooks.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Let's talk about who you hope reads the book. Was this designed for a particular age group? There's a great story in there, but there's a great message, especially for younger people that actually can... So they can control some of the issues that you're addressing.
Yes. I didn't write it for any specific group. I thought about an adult audience only. It's not just younger people being able to control. It's all of us being able to make changes.
Yes.
It's about... global warming. It's about controlling that. It's about making sure that the government doesn't have control over our lives. And the other interesting thing that I think about the book is, and I didn't think about it until after I wrote it, was that the elderly people in the book, you know, many tribes have a great deal of respect for elders. And in this story, there are four people, I think it is, over the age of 50, and three of them are in their 90s.
Wow.
And they are active, alive people who become heroes in this story. And part of that was wanting to depict Native people in a positive light, and to show the respect that people have for elders.
It's interesting. So just entertainment is one factor of the book, as I've mentioned, but there are so many areas that you touch on in the book that are impactful for all of us. What do you hope the reader takes away? It's a good book. I really enjoyed this. Couldn't put it down. But there's substance. You just talked about it. And I'm sure you hope that they may reflect on their own lives and what they can do to make the world a better place.
Yes, I do hope that. This certainly is an area where we have a lot of environmentalists. And the Ojibwa tribes in northern Wisconsin and the environmentalists have gotten rid of mines. We don't mine ore out of the ground in Wisconsin. They do in Minnesota, but we don't here in Wisconsin because of activists.
So once you try to do something, it's possible to carry it out. That's amazing what you're talking about.
Yes.
With a neighboring state that has not done that. But it's the powers in the people, if it's used effectively, and you sort of have a call to action there, a subtle call to action after you read Sanctuary by Karen East. Her website is KarenEastBooks.com. What would you change if you had to go back and do the book again, knowing what you know and what you went through after the first couple of chapters and the critique from the editor with the publisher?
Well,
what would you have changed, if anything?
At this point, I wouldn't. I made big changes that worked well, and I wouldn't change a thing.
Interesting, and people who have read it would probably agree with that. In fact, let's talk about that. A couple minutes left in the program, talking about the book Sanctuary by Karen East. Her website, KarenEastBooks.com. Find out about the book. Order it there as well. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Talk about the reactions that you're getting to the book from family, friends, and people that don't know you that are buying the book through your website or through Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Well, like I said, there was the one review on Amazon. There was a review by a couple of friends of mine, and other people that have read it who have talked to me about it have pretty much said the same thing. I was really surprised when it started getting good reviews because I didn't know if it was any good or not. I worked on it for so long and did so much work on it. I was just really, by the end, I was getting just sick of it. And so so it was nice to hear that people liked what I wrote. I mean, that's quite a compliment.
Well, and you've done such a good job with that. And I want to talk about that. I labeled this dystopian novel, and you made just touched on that with the answer to that last question. But sometimes people go, yeah, I've read all those. They always seem to be about the same. This really is a different approach, isn't it? This is really done a step up from the average dystopian novel.
Well, that's what the one review from Mainstream Books said. And the other thing is that I was aware when I was first writing it is that I was writing about Native people in the future. And certainly, there are authors who write about Native people today, but a lot of authors have written about Native people in the 1800s.
Well, I was going to say yesterday, so, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So this is different in that in that, like I said, it's in the future, but it's the near future, so that the reader can see how things could evolve into the situation that exists in the book.
And we still have time, maybe not a lot of time, but we do have time. The book is an excellent read, Sanctuary by Karen East. Karen, a pleasure having you on the program. Hope to have you back and talk about the new book and talking about the domestic violence and the book that you're working on there. That would be another powerful book, and would love to have you back to talk about that. But thank you for joining us talking about Sanctuary. An excellent job in the book and the message in the book and the presentation.
Thank you very much.
It has been our pleasure to have Karen East with us on the program. Her book is Sanctuary. Her website is KarenEastBooks.com. You'll find it at MainspringBooks.com, Amazon.com, all the usual places. Link on by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. And you're listening to This Week in America, and we have more on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.